Hare Krishna. So we are discussing a very, very amazing section of Buddhi Yoga or Bhakti Yoga. So let's discuss one more shloka which will add a great value to our spiritual life. That is text number 41.
Vyavasayatmika buddhir ekaha kuru nandana bahushakhahi anantascha Buddhayo vyavasayinam.
So here Krishna is saying that vyavasayatmika buddhir, those people on this path, which path? Buddhi yoga or bhakti yoga. So their glories are given here. So it is said vyavasayatmika buddhir. So the intelligence of people on this path is resolute in purpose in Krishna consciousness. And then ekaha, they have only one aim, one goal, ekaha. O Kuru Nandana, O beloved son, O beloved child of Kurus. Then he says that Buddhayaha avyavasayinam. What about those people whose intelligence is not resolute? So that is what is given here. The intelligence of the ones who are not resolute, that is avyavasayinam. What about them? Their intelligence is bahushakhahi anantascha. Their intelligence is multi-branched. Their focus is distributed in various ways. So very nice shloka to discuss. And we'll get great insight, you know, into this shloka when we discuss in detail. So let's discuss first vyavasayatmika buddhi. So let's understand this. What is the definition of this vyavasayatmika buddhi? Resolute in Krishna consciousness, you know, with one aim. So such a person will have strong faith. And what is the definition of such faith? Very beautiful shloka again from Shastra, which says, Shraddha shabde vishwasa kori sudrudha nischay Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita hai. So it says that Shraddha shabde vishwasa kori or vishwasa kahe sudrudha nischay. So a person who has got strong faith in Krishna consciousness, so what determination he has, on what basis he has this determination? His mood is that just by Krishna bhakti kaile, just by doing Krishna bhakti, just by being in Krishna consciousness, what happens? Sarva karma krita hai. Everything else will fall in place. The person will be elevated to the highest perfection of life. So this faith is there. That is called as vyavasayatmika buddhihi. And people who have such faith, such intense faith, who are practicing bhakti so nicely, they have got three wonderful aspects. Now, Prabhupada is mentioning here. Let's go and see one by one. The first one, such people are not obliged to anyone in this world. So if you remember, we had discussed in one of the previous shlokas that a person who practices bhakti, the person who surrendered to Krishna, is not obliged to anyone. If you remember that shloka, Devarshi Bhutaptarinam Pitrinam. So there are many, many people. There are six categories that we discussed the other day. And six categories of people we are indebted to. But then the ones who are practicing bhakti with resolution or being very resolute in purpose, such people who are determined to practice bhakti, who are practicing bhakti with determination, those people are not indebted to anyone. They are not obliged to anyone. First. Second, such people need not endeavor, long endeavors for what? For fruitive results. So no need to get into karma kanda. And the third one is, they are no longer subject to dualities of this world, that is good and bad. So these are three important aspects basically. And then, so now if the question is, how do they get this determination? Is it sentimental? Is it emotional? Now, because sometimes people might be emotional and saying, oh no, this is what it is, bhakti is everything. So it's not emotional. It is based on knowledge. Two important knowledge that a person needs. Two important aspects of knowledge, I should say. First one is the perfect knowledge of soul. Perfect knowledge of soul, which is beyond this body. First one. Second, perfect knowledge of Vasudeva. In 7th chapter, 19th shloka, very beautifully it is described.
Bahunam janma namante jnanavan mam prapadyate Vasudeva sarmamiti samatma sudurlabha.
So a person who understands that, or who is accepting that Vasudeva, Krishna, is everything. He's Sarva Karana Karanam, he's cause of all causes. Such person is very rare. So this knowledge of Krishna being everything, being cause of all causes, you know, is very rare. And only few people have that such knowledge. So who are those few people? Those people who are practicing bhakti. The ones who are resolute in their purpose in Krishna consciousness. So two knowledge basically, or two aspects of knowledge. Knowledge of soul, which is beyond this body, and knowledge of Vasudeva or Krishna. Now the thing is, okay, we understand that we need to do bhakti. And what is bhakti? Bhakti is doing activities for pleasure of Krishna, not for our sense gratification. So what is the best way to do bhakti? Or I should say, what is the easiest way to attain the perfection of human form of life? So here Prabhupada is mentioning very beautifully that service in Krishna consciousness is best practiced under the able guidance of the spiritual master. Now, why is it so? Why is it that we need to practice bhakti under a spiritual master? So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, one of a great Vaishnav, you know, in this sampradaya, he has written a very beautiful song with 8 verses. It's called as Guru Ashtakam. The last verse of that, it says, Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadat nagati kutopi, dhyayam stuvam stasya yashastri sandhyam, vande guraho shri charanaravindam. So this song is basically the glorification of the spiritual masters. And he's saying, yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado. If I get the mercy of Krishna, if I get the mercy of Sri Guru, the spiritual master, what happens? I will get the mercy of Krishna. If Guru is pleased, Krishna will be pleased. But yasya prasadat, or yasya prasadan na gati kutopi. So if I don't have mercy of the spiritual master, surely Krishna will not be pleased, and Krishna will not accept basically our service that we're doing. So this is very, very important. We need to please the spiritual master. And that's why Prabhupada is writing here very, very nicely. He's saying that one should accept the instruction of the bona fide spiritual master as one's mission of life. So basically, when we're practicing bhakti, one thing that will help us is follow the instruction of spiritual master as it is, with one-pointed focus. So here, vyavasayatmika buddhihi, resolute in purpose. So this basically means that we should have resolute determination, strong determination to follow the instruction of a spiritual master as it is, taking it as life and soul. And we see that in the life of Srila Prabhupada. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the spiritual master of Prabhupada, gave one instruction. Preach in English language the message of Sri Chaitanya, or the message of Bhagavad Gita. And throughout his life he meditated on that. Throughout his life he was meditating and preparing for that. And at the age of 70, he crossed the ocean and he did this great miracle. And he established ISKCON all over the world. So just imagine, this is Vyavasayatmika Buddhi, a very, very important aspect. For us, what is Vyavasayatmika Buddhi? What are we supposed to do? For us, we have to follow the instruction that is given to us in this age of Kali. That is, we have to chant the holy names of Lord Sri Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And we have to follow the principles of Bhagavad Gita by understanding Bhagavad Gita. And very, very important, we have to imbibe the principles of Bhagavad Gita in our life and spread the message of Bhagavad Gita in every nook and corner of this world. A very, very great responsibility on our shoulders. So in this way, Krishna is glorifying those people who are resolute in purpose and Krishna consciousness. Now Krishna is going to talk about the less intelligent one. Now he talked about the intelligent ones who are practicing bhakti. Now he is going to talk about less intelligent ones in the next loka. Let's see if we belong to that category. Hare Krishna. A small request. So after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others not to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz. And it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz. And the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block which you can explore. Thank you.